Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, a show about entrepreneurs and the organizations that support them. My name is Toby Stapleton, and I'm the director of the UMass Dartmouth Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. And we are pleased to be hosting Radio Entrepreneurs this week as we broadcast live from the Center for Innovation and Entrepreneurship, focusing on all the great things that are happening on the south coast of Massachusetts, and specifically here in Fall River in New Bedford. It is my pleasure to welcome to the show Rhonda Moniz, who is not only the president of the Marine and Oceanographic Technology Network, or MOTEN as it's known, but she's also the editor for Ocean News and Technology. Rhonda, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Toby. Thanks for having me.
So, Rhonda, usually I start off by asking people about the organization, but you've got a pretty interesting background, specifically as it relates to the ocean. Rhonda, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I'm local. I'm from Massachusetts. I was born and raised in New Bedford, Massachusetts. And I started scuba diving when I was very little, about 11 years old. And that led to a career in scuba diving as a dive safety officer and a scientific diver. And I did a lot of underwater cinematography as well, which then led to using marine technology, specifically remotely operated vehicles, because they had the camera on them and I could get really good footage and I could basically put those ROVs where divers couldn't go.
Right. And just recently you participated in a program at the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. Can you talk about that?
Yes, I did actually. I was actually very honored to be chosen as one of the 2017 journalist fellowships. They have a ocean science journalism fellowship at Woods Hole Oceanographic every year.
Right.
It's very competitive, and they only choose 8 fellows, and I was one of those. So it was really exciting. It was a week immersed in everything that they do, so it was fascinating.
Right. Yeah, that's great. So this year you've come on board as the president of the Marine and Oceanographic Technology Network, or MOTEN as it's known. Tell us about MOTEN. What is MOTEN?
MOTEN's a really great organization. It's the Marine and Oceanographic Technology Network, so it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a group of really smart people that are in the marine technology and oceanographic industry.
Right.
It's a great networking opportunity for people, and it's a great sharing of information. We have speaker engagements, speaker meetings. We have a big 2-day event coming up. The first day is going to be the MTS MOTEN Tech Surge on November 28th. So there'll be 2 panels and speakers and keynotes, and we'll have some tables associated with the show as well. So it'll be really interesting.
Yeah, in full disclosure, I should also mention, I just came on board as the vice president of MOTEN, and I know we've got big plans for the organization, but you mentioned the 2-day event that we have coming up at the end of November, which takes place every year. This year, we're partnering with the Marine Technology Society to do a tech surge on day 1, which is November 28th, and on 29th, we're doing our Maritime Innovations Conference. It's a 2-day event sponsored by MOTEN, and our media partner is Ocean News and Technology. What is Ocean News and Technology, and why are they interested in this event?
Well, Ocean News and Technology is a premier magazine in the marine technology industry. So we are about marine technology and subsea news, and we are from the industry. So, for example, I'm the editor of the magazine, but I have 25 plus years in the industry. So we bring a unique look and feel and perspective to the industry. And it's a magazine. We have a website, and we're forming a partnership with MOTEN and MTS, a media partnership. So we're really interested in our presence at this show for the 2 days in November 28th and 29th.
That's great. And what is ONT's website?
It's oceannews.com.
Oceannews.com. Yeah, and I know we've spoken about specifically that Maritime Innovations Conference, the 2-day tech surge, and the MIC, and it's great to have a publication like ONT as a media sponsor, because I do think they really get it in terms of the articles and the features that they put out once a month on the industry. But so you've been in the industry for some time, and you're native to the region, the south coast of Massachusetts. What are some of the changes that you've seen in the marine technology world over the course of your career?
Well, it's been amazing to watch it grow. We have one of, if not the largest, marine technology cluster in the country.
Right.
So that's fascinating. It's right in our own backyard here. Right. We have over 400 marine technology companies, you know, just in this area in New England. So it's been really interesting to see it grow. You see more and more, you see these small startups become these larger companies and then be purchased by even larger companies.
Right.
So it's really, the growth has been fascinating.
Right. Yeah, in fact, in our, you know, the Center for Innovation Entrepreneurship is an incubator, and two of our marine tech companies, one of them just got acquired and another one just went public on the Australian Stock Exchange. So what we're seeing is not only the growth in the industry, but we're seeing large companies innovate through acquisition. So they're buying smaller startups to help them with their technology, you know, develop new technologies or acquire the technologies to allow the bigger companies to grow. So I think that's, you know, really indicative of what's happening in the broader industry, the marine tech industry. What are some of the, you know, what are our strengths? So when you talk about marine technology, you know, are we stronger in any particular field than others?
Yeah, I do think in several areas. First and foremost, we have Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute, which is by far one of the most prestigious organizations, institutes of its kind in the
right.
world. So we have the most cutting edge, innovative technology and research going on right down in Woods Hole.
Right.
So having that institute itself is pretty amazing. And over the course of the years, there have been numerous spin-out companies
right.
from HUI. And that has been incredible because they're taking the newest and latest technology and experience,
right.
and they're spinning off on these outside companies. So I think that's definitely a strong component for us. It's a strong suit that we have here in Massachusetts. It's having HUI down there and having those, you know, they're the best and brightest that
right.
come, and they're officiated or they're connected to MIT.
Right.
So, you know, really MIT is, you know, obviously, you know, brightest in technology, and right here in our area.
Right. No, but I do think that, you know, if you look at the region, you know, we are bookended here in on the South Coast. We have the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute on one end of us, but on the other is the Naval Undersea Warfare Center, which is, you know, the Navy proper, obviously. A lot of the spending that goes on with vehicles and sensors is still mostly driven by the Department of Defense, but specifically the Navy. So to have two anchor institutions, and then in the middle, you've got UMass Dartmouth and the School of Marine and Science Technology, and what we do here at the Center for Innovation Entrepreneurship. But you also have Mass Maritime, which, you know, some people leave Mass Maritime out of the equation, and they'd be wrong to do so. Moton, we just had our annual meeting at Mass Maritime, and it was great to see the kind of capabilities that Mass Maritime has there in training cadets for a future not only at sea, but a future in the technology world. Rhonda, what are some of the things, I know that you've just recently taken over as the president of Moton, but where do you see the organization growing?
Well, first and foremost, I think that we need to become a bit more active in some of the things that we were doing with regard to having speaker sessions and events that are similar to what we're having in November, the two-day event
yep.
we were just talking about. So I think increasing our footprint with regard to that aspect. And then also, of course, we would love to see Moton expand beyond New England.
Right.
That would be an end goal, really, is to expand Moton beyond New England.
Right. And I think there's a real opportunity to do so that, you know, as you mentioned, you know, being at the epicenter of the marine technology world, you know, here in Massachusetts and on the south coast of Massachusetts, I think is important. But there are things going on, you know, throughout the region, New England, as well as throughout the country that are, you know, we're seeing marine tech startups in places that you normally wouldn't associate with marine technology that are forming up. But I do think, you know, one of the best things that anybody who is in the industry can do is to go to the Maritime Innovations Conference, TechSurge, which takes place November 28th and 29th with Moton, Ocean News and Technology, MTS, the Marine Technology Society, and others as sponsors. And you can learn more about that at umassd.edu/innovate. There's a banner to the event there. But over the course of the 2 days, so tell us, what is a tech surge, and what can somebody expect from attending the conference?
Well, it's going to be really great. So we have Dr. Jim Bellingham as our keynote speaker, and anyone who knows autonomy, which is what our theme is this year,
right,
knows AUV technology, knows Dr. Bellingham. He is, you know, he is the AUV guy.
Right.
He's down at Woods Hole Oceanographic.
Right.
He's going to be our keynote speaker. Then we'll have a panel of made up of Woods Hole Oceanographic AUV researchers, engineers.
Right.
We also have one doctor from Northeastern on that first panel, which I'll be moderating. And then we have a bunch of other things going on, demos.
Right.
And the second panel will be the Naval Underwater Warfare Center.
Right.
That's will be comprised of gentlemen from that area.
Right.
Down in Newport. So we're really going to have, it's going to be a fantastic show, it really is. It's going to be a great tech surge.
Yeah, it's great. And you know, having Moten, MTS, and all of the organizations as partners, especially having as a media partner, Ocean News and Technology, I think is going to bring, you know, we've had some success with the show. As you know, we've gotten some national notoriety, but I think having ONT and all of those partner organizations will help us to really grow from a, you know, sort of the largest marine tech conference in New England to something that's even bigger than that. But as you mentioned, having Jim Bellingham as the keynote, who when it comes to autonomous underwater vehicles, who better than to have Jim from HUI to talk about what they do at the Center for Marine Robotics, but also what's happening on a global scale. And so I agree. I think it's a great opportunity. And then more, you know, probably just as important as the panels over the course of the 2 days, it's the networking. You'll have an opportunity to meet not only people like yourself, but the real industry players that are from companies like, you know, from the large companies, from the Hydroids to the Teledynes, all the way to the startup community, which includes the Aquabotics and the Ocean Servers of the world, and Riptide, which has been, which is also a startup here in Massachusetts, and you'll get a chance to see, you know, meet with those folks, talk to those folks, and see what's happening in the region. Rhonda, you've been in the industry for some time, and you started using ROV, remotely operated vehicles, and you worked in that space for some time. But where do you see the opportunities for the future in the marine tech?
Well, I definitely think that the theme that we chose this year for our 2-day event is a timely one, because autonomy is definitely the future. I mean, we see it even outside of our industry,
right,
outside of the marine industry. Everything is headed in that direction.
Right.
So I think the future for our industry is definitely in autonomy.
Right.
And as, you know, we progress and the technology progresses, that will increase more and more. It's really fascinating, and I'm really looking forward to the panels.
Right.
I think we picked a perfect theme for this year, and I'm really looking forward to Dr. Bellingham's keynote speech as well.
That's great. And, you know, as you mentioned with autonomy, and, you know, when we think of autonomy, we think driverless cars. And so this is, you know, autonomy in the marine space. You're dealing with those issues and, you know, the artificial intelligence needed in order to drive the vehicles, but also the challenges of operating underwater. What are some of the challenges in developing product for the marine space?
Well, there's a number of challenges. I mean, first of all, the marine space is not friendly to work by any stretch of the imagination. Anyone who's worked in the field knows you get out there and things break.
Right.
You know, it's electronics and water doesn't always mix. It can be challenging, to say the least. But the thing about autonomy is that, you know, you can send an instrument out and it can stay out there for as long as you need it to.
Right.
It doesn't care how cold it is.
Right.
It can go deeper. We don't have to have a large ship out there with a lot of crew on it, which reduces the cost of this research and collecting this data. So it's really, it's fascinating to see the future and where things are going. And autonomy is key to our success. Now, we're starting to send gliders into hurricanes to find out what goes on with hurricanes so that we can better organize and warn people
right.
with, you know, even greater amounts of time so that right. we're, it's not down to, you know, a few days or a day.
Right.
We can really warn them way ahead of time because of this data that they're collecting with these gliders. So now this kind of research that's happening could never happen before and was never happening before.
Right.
And the autonomy and these AUVs and these types of vehicles are making that happen, and
right.
they're allowing that to happen, which is really exciting.
And that also brings up, you know, that why we're poised to really take advantage of the trends that are happening. Not only are you going to need the AI systems to drive the vehicles, but you're also going to need the ability to analyze the tremendous amounts of data that's collected when those vehicles are out to sea and or doing survey work. And so because we've got some of the leading institutions that like MIT, as you mentioned before, that are in the data analytics space, that I think we'll see a growth in the ancillary industries that support marine technology. So, Rhonda, as we wrap up the interview, any advice for either a marine tech startup or somebody in the marine tech industry?
Yes, come to our two-day event in November because networking is where it's
yep.
all about, and that's how you make things happen, and it's going to be a good event for that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Great networking, great educational opportunity, but more importantly, a great opportunity to see really what's happening in the industry at a both a very top level, but at an intimate level, because you'll hear from the leaders, from the companies, from the government, and from academic institutions about what's happening in the field of marine technology. Rhonda, it's been a pleasure having you on the show, and we look forward to hearing more about the Marine Oceanographic Technology Network and our media partner for the two-day Tech Surge Maritime Innovations Conference, Ocean News and Technology. Rhonda, thanks.
It's always a pleasure, Toby. Thank you.